Our children at this moment in time are exposed to all souls. And believe me, all souls, children as young as the age of 5, balki children as young as the age of 3. They are exposed to things that you and I were never exposed to as children. I mean, at this moment in time, as I address you and you listen to this reminder, in California, they're going to teach children at the age of 5, there are 15 different genders. And if the law is passed, these children will not be able to opt out. They will have to attend these lessons by law. So they will be taught there are 15 different genders. I'll give you the names of a few. Trans, gender queer, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, gender neutral, bigender, third gender, and many, many more. And these are children at the age of 3. I'm sure majority of you here are probably never even heard of these words. Okay, most of these words, you probably never even heard of them. And majority of us here, as we were growing up, we were only exposed to one thing, that there are two genders. You're either male or you're either female. In England, in September 2020, every primary age child will be taught relationships education and health education, and every secondary age child will be taught relationships education and sex education. In a nutshell, they'll be taught RSE. Relationships, which were once upon a time looked down upon in this country or forbidden, are now no longer forbidden and looked down upon. It's a changing world. But okay, the changes that are taking place in this modern world, I don't think any inhabitant on this dunya can actually keep up with the change and the pace of this change. This is at this moment in time. What tomorrow brings, only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. At this moment in time, as I address you, you'll be surprised to know or learn there are countries at this moment in time where fulfilling your desire with an animal is not banned. So this is why I say only Allah and Allah alone knows what tomorrow will bring. The world is changing very rapidly, and our children are exposed to everything. The only thing that our children are not exposed to or know are the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this subject, with regards to relationships and sexual education. I assure you, other than this, they know everything. I mean, once upon a time, what we would do is we would wait for our children to become baligh or get close to the age of balugh, the age of puberty, and as parents, fathers, and with their sons and mothers with their daughters, we would sit down with them and we would explain to them the masail that concern them after balugh, once they reach the age of puberty. And what we would do is, when our children got to the age of marriage, when they were ready to get married, we would sit down with them and we would discuss with them and we would explain to them and we would give them the teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to marriage and what happens thereafter between husband and wife. That was once upon a time. It's important now that as parents, mother as well as father, that we realize how the world is changing and we rise up to the challenges of the modern world, and we share with our sons as well as our daughters the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to relationships, education, and sex education and health education. Every parent knows their child best. It's important that you bond with your child, and it's important that you know everything related and concerning your child. And whenever you feel it's appropriate to share the guidance of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's important that you rise up to this challenge and you share the guidance with your children. If for whatever reason you're unable to do this, either because you are ignorant with regards to the teachings of Allah and His Rasul, you don't possess the right knowledge, or you feel it's too much for you, you can't do this because of haya, modesty, shyness, then I advise that you accommodate and you facilitate. Come as come, you approach your local imams and your female scholars, who inshallah will happily be willing to share this guidance with your children.